Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hello, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I try and be a little witchy doctor and a change advocate, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about sound, we're talking about harmony, we're talking about coherence between heart and mind, of course we are, and about finding your frequency. And we're talking about this was planned a few weeks ago, the title, but let me tell you, today is the day that I need to work on my heart rate variability and my heart and mind coherence. And so, of course, the universe gifted me today's podcast. What if your body truly was a living symphony and your breath was your conductor's baton? You see, we see ourselves as human, because that's the way our five senses, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, throat, the way we go through the world as human beings, we see the humanness in us. And our sight is so strong that it guides so much of how we see reality. But we don't see all reality. We see the reality in the way our mind puts that reality, puts all the pieces together for the way we see the world. Dogs have an incredible sense of smell. And I'm telling you, if we were able to draw or design what they see in the world, it would probably look a lot different. Their mind map would accentuate smell. And so they would see things by smell, right? They would see the world, quote unquote, by smell. In bats, it would be by sound because they have incredible hearing, right? And so for us, our sight really, really affects how we see things. And today we're going to dive into physics, which is science, right? And we're going to talk about energy, sound, vibration. And I'm going to even touch on this incredible equation from Einstein, E equals mc squared, which has taken me years to kind of grasp in a way that my body can really understand it, and the relativity of time. And these are heady, heady, heady concepts. But I think we can all really understand them. And so today, I'm going to talk about them, and I'm going to try and bring the science down to my level, hopefully your level, in a way that you can understand yourself in a slightly different way, and in a way that I hope gives you more agency, more power, more of the ability to move through the hills and valleys of life with grace. Because my friends, being human is about the hills and valleys of life. It's about having a destination and a goal and a dream, and that's in the distance often, of the things we want, all the things we dream and desire, but actually living in the present moment. And in the present moment, sometimes those dreams and desires seem unattainable. They seem even opposite of where we are now. And yet we are still allowed to have those big dreams and those big desires. And we're allowed to have rage and anger and regret and sadness and depression about the things that happened in our past. But they're over. And for much of us, we get stuck in the past, and we're reliving it as if it's still in this present moment. And the past is always with us, and those mistakes are always with us, but they're never really with us because they're in the past. So if we choose to look at them with glasses that are looking in the past and beating ourselves up over them, then we're perpetually living in the past rather than repurposing the mistake as a growing lesson, a changing lesson, a stepping stone for how I want to feel in this moment right now. And my friends, our past is always with us. And we get to choose in this moment and the next moment and the moment after that, whether the past are rocks in our backpack of life, weighing us down with our inner judge, judging ourselves and judging life and judging others, or can we repurpose those same stepping stones as a stairway towards our dream, towards climbing the mountain of life and painting those stones with a different way of looking at the past, a way that helps us evolve and change and grow. And so that the past can be, it's always with us, but can we repurpose it as a stepping stone to get to the next mountaintop? And once we get to the top of the mountain, there's a good likelihood we'll slip and fall and trip and go a little bit down. And maybe we go all the way back down to the mountain. Maybe we find a crevasse that gets us even lower. Or maybe we hit a branch and we don't fall all the way down. And so we can go and start from a new valley and hit a new mountain. And life is this journey, day by day, of sad and happy, joyful and bittersweet, and ups and downs. And the sound of life, instead of the sight of life, actually can change the molecules. And let me explain a little bit about energy and mass and Einstein's equation. So what Einstein said is that everything is energy. Every wave, energy comes in waves. And all matter are actually waves. And there's been science experiments to prove that. And matter, it's the energy is moving from particle to particle to particle. And by moving from particle to particle to particle, we see a wave. But when you actually examine the particles, they behave like waves. So all energy lines itself up and structures itself to become particles. But particles have the behavior characteristics of waves. And so everything we see in the physical world is also a wave. But the wave and the wavelength is so, so slow. That's the constant of light. Energy equals matter times the constant of light. So if the wavelength is so incredibly slow, our eyes perceive it as matter. And when we speed up the wavelengths, we see things as light. And so there's the visible light spectrum that we see. There's the sound spectrum stuff. Some stuff we hear, some stuff, bats can hear that we can't hear. And in the visual spectrum, there are things that we can't see. That's why we develop x-rays and CAT scans and things like that. And so when you think about energy and matter, everything is energy. But we see some of the energy things as matter as humans. And so there was this beautiful experiment in a children's museum that I went to. I may have spoken about it before, but it was in a museum about music, so it makes sense. And there were these two boxes of sand particles. And they were in an enclosed box, but it was, you know, plexiglass on the top so I could see the sand. And they were piping in music into these boxes. And you could change the frequency of the sound that was being piped in to these boxes. And so, my friends, as you change the frequency of the sound that got piped in, the sand realigned and changed its structure. And so to me, that was such evidence. So there were two boxes next to each other. And if you played the same sound frequency, they aligned to look exactly the same. But if you change the frequency in one box, its picture, the sand picture, was different. And in real time, I was able to see how sound waves make the molecules of sand realign. Well, my friends, if all matter is waves, and we're matter, but we're also energy, then the sounds we listen to actually realign our molecules. And so when we listen to different sounds, be it from a song, from someone's voice, from our own thoughts, our molecules realign. And as our molecules realign, we notice difference. Now, our heartbeat is a sound. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. It's energy, my friends. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. And we, our entire body, resonates with the sound of our heartbeat. And our heart rate variability is the change in that heartbeat moment to moment to moment. And when our heartbeat is bouncing all over the place, so it's like 61 and then 60 and then 65 and then 55 and then 61. And when it's bouncing all around the place, it has what we call a high heart rate variability. And when you graph that heart rate variability scientifically, my friends, you get a melodic, beautiful sine wave. And the energy that is emanating out from your body, yes, this heart rate, this heartbeat is a sound that emanates 3 to 6 feet out, 6 feet beyond you. And when you have high heart rate variability, you are emanating a beautiful symphony and a beautiful melody and happiness and glowing and joy radiates. So high heart rate variability is associated with lower stress, high vibes, high energy, and your whole body, all the molecules in your body, your human molecules, your bacteria molecules, the water pulsating in your veins, are emitting high frequency vibes. And when that heart rate variability is low and you're stressed and you go inward, you're radiating a different frequency and it's actually a stressed out one. It's, if you graph it, it's cacophony. It's not symphony, it's noise. And people feel that around you. And we don't even realize how we are interacting energetically with the people that we are around and the animals we are around, and perhaps even the molecules that are dancing in our inanimate objects. And so, my friends, I'm going to stop it, and we're going to I want you to chew on that for a little while as we take a short break on. How are you resonating? How are you vibrating? And how can you have agency to change how you vibrate? Because, my friends, we all have the ability to change our own frequency, our own energy, and we get to live in the energy that we choose. So you are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network with myself, your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we will be right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. I am a physician and a coach and a speaker and a change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are enjoying any parts of this podcast or any of my other podcasts, please go leave us a 5-star review. It would really help us get this out to more people. And it would make me feel great. And who doesn't like a little external validation when you're speaking? And so, my friends, let's go back to what we're talking about today, which is sound harmony, heart coherence, finding your frequency, understanding energy and matter, because we are both energy and matter. And we are living in an energetic world. All we are molecules connected by energetic bonds. And these molecules come together and form your human form. And they're connected energetically. And so the energy is what holds us together. And we become a structure connected by energy. Now, our science is about breaking down what we see, feel, taste, touch, how we exist, and putting it, we're breaking it down to understand it. We're dividing it into biology, chemistry, and physics. And we're all of that because the physics is sort of the energy that the soup out of which we're born and the divine laws that govern how nature functions. And the chemistry is that attraction of all those molecules coming together to make a form. And then biology is, are we a living form the way we see ourselves being alive because the heart is pumping the energy? But the universe itself, my friends, is also alive. I listened to Greg Braden the other day. He's a wonderful speaker. And he talked about that they were studying the cosmos, right? And we think of the cosmos and the planets and the stars and the moon as these inanimate objects because they don't have heartbeats. And yet there was like an asteroid or something that was coming and was going to destroy a galaxy. And in the telescopes, they were able to see another galaxy consciously, well, I don't want to say consciously, but somehow using their energy, it was like turning on Buzz Lightyear jets, and this entire second galaxy turned on the energy jets and moved out of the way of the asteroid to avoid being hit. There was some divine cosmic intelligence in these inanimate rocks floating through space. Whoa, that blows my mind. Does it blow yours? So there's this divine intelligence of energy soup of the physics of our entire universe. And we are these human beings. And we call ourselves human beings. And we are absolutely delightfully human. And the humanness is full of the human experience of all these emotions that we feel, and we are awareness. And what are emotions but energy in motion? Emotions are body sensations. Like when we check in, all of a sudden the energy has shifted in our bodies and we have body sensations. And these body sensations move through all the nerves in our bodies and somehow go up into that brain that then makes a story of those body sensations. And that story is made through the filter of the past, usually, because they don't know the future. And that's how we recycle the past, because we're feeling things and we're feeling them through the lens of the future. I'm sorry, through the lens of the past. But what if we knew, wait a minute, that happened in the past, but I'm living here now. And we actually just sat with the energy that we were feeling. Oh, we're having a body sensation. What if I just sit with my body sensation and I hold my energy and just be aware of my energy and sit with the vibrations and the frequencies that are reverberating in all my cells at this very moment? Well, the funny thing is, the minute I say that, that moment is over. And if I sit a little longer, that moment is over. And we've learned that those emotions, actually those body sensations, kind of last for 90 seconds. So if we can sit and hold our own energy for 90 seconds and get curious about, well, why is my body feeling this way? What just happened that made me have these body sensations? What is my body trying to tell me? Oh, then, my friends, all of a sudden, we're not stuck in the mind and the thinking and the logic and the stories of the past. We're right here, right now, in my body, feeling whatever I'm feeling. Oh, that's energy that I'm feeling. And by getting out of our logic brain, out of the stories, and back into embodiment, and just feeling our heart pulsate, feeling the energy pulsate through our body, we, as humans, have the incredible ability to consciously choose to notice the emotion, notice the feeling, sit with it, and actually redirect our attention to our body and our heart. And by breathing into the body sensations, breathing into the energy, breathing in to what we're feeling, we actually get to redirect the energy. We get to create how we want to feel. We get to reorder the molecules in our body by changing that heartbeat, by slowing down the breathing, telling our bodies we are safe in our body, in this moment, in this time, because if I am alive, I am breathing. And if I am breathing, I can redirect all the energy and I could go back into my heart and just breathe. And my friends, when I breathe into my heart and tap into my heart and tap into the energy of my body and not the brain of my body, I slow the energy down enough that I get to make a choice about how I respond to my body and to the bodies around me. That I am safe to be alive in this body, that I am worthy to be on this planet because I was given this body. And in this moment, I really am okay because I am alive and I am breathing. And so we have agency to change the frequency of the energy that's in our body at any one moment. So we can create something out of nothing. We can create and make the decision to stay in love when the arrows are being thrown at us. We can build things up and create, or we can tear things down with those energy of anger and rage and fear and lashing out. So my friends, this morning's calendar in front of me said, being spiritual doesn't mean you won't feel sad, get angry, make mistakes, or unintentionally hurt others. But it can mean embracing that emotions are temporary, experiencing the anger in a safe, constructive way, responding to the anger. What is the anger therefore, how can I repurpose pain and anger into purpose? Can I change course with confidence, Can I take responsibility for my actions? And I've said this before on this podcast, my friends. It's not about what you want to do when you grow up, because once you've grown up, you stop growing, and that means you're dying. And instead, as an adult, you're taking responsibility for your actions, your feelings, your emotions, to choose response rather than reaction. And my response, I am love and light. Even when I'm hurting, I am love and light. But when I didn't know that, then I lived in defensive mode and reaction mode and trying to prove something and trying to be in my dominant energy. And for much of my life, I was spiritually bypassing. I wasn't feeling my body. I was stuck in my head. And so my energy and my energy resonance pushed people away. I invite you to be inviting, which is actually your feminine essence, and slow down. And I invite you also to play with the energy that you feel in your body. And so with that, with the concept of you are energy always and you can change your energy frequency, we'll be right back. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And please come right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome, welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. You can find me at my new website, drtinaplays.com. And soon we will have up, you can access Play Yourself Back to Wellness, a deck of cards that you can use where each day you get an activity and a thought of how you can play with your mind, your body, your heart, and your spirit. Because play, pleasure, safety is the way we change our energy signature and get us back to wellness. We activate that safety, parasympathetic, regeneration, rejuvenation part of us that leads us to better and better wellness. And so you should be able to find that shortly on my website. Download it, enjoy it, play with it, use it as, you know, a deck of tarot cards, if you will. And today we're talking about the fact, how do we see ourselves? We see ourselves as human, but human as physical beings. Physical things matter, and yet all matter is also energy. And our heartbeat is really the center of our being. And our heartbeat and the sound vibrations that reverberate out of that heart and the frequency that we emanate gives rise to the energy movement that is in our body, which gives rise to energy in motion, which is our emotions. And the uniqueness of the human is that we actually can connect heart to mind to be in coherence. And in that heart to mind connection, we can access the unified force that physics talks to us, and that helps us dream our desires into being, because we can create something from nothing. And we do that by tapping into a force, this energetic force, this divine energetic force that is greater than our individual bodies, if you will. And I'm going to go down a lane again of a little bit of physics and biology and fun of, we see ourselves as human, and yet how do I put this? We see ourselves as human, but if you break us down, we are an ecosystem of human and the microbiome, right? And if someone drew a picture of the human cells versus our bacteria, virus, and fungi, and if you were to look at it pictorially, it was drawn that the human cells are from about just above the knee down, and the rest of our humanity, of our human form, is actually made up of trillions and trillions and trillions of cells that are one-celled organisms. And so we see ourselves as human, but we're actually an ecosystem of these tiny little cells that make, that are working in symbiosis with our human cells. And if you look at the DNA of the human, the picture that I was shown was DNA, the human foot was the size of the human DNA, and the rest of the human body was actually this DNA of the microbiome. But I want to change that picture, because that human foot, about the same size as the human heart. And so I want you to picture that in a picture, in a representation, the amount of human DNA that you have is about the size of your heart. And the rest of the human form is this ecosystem of microbiome, of all these cells that are working in tandem with your human cells. Now, what's the uniqueness of the human cell? When we look at evolution, we are 46XX or 46XY. We have 46, we call them autosomes, and then the sex chromosomes, either XX or XY. The apes and the chimpanzees and the bonobos, our closest cousins, they got 47. They got an extra chromosome. And well, my friends, what happened is when we started labeling DNA, they have two chromosome twos. They call it a 2A and a 2B. And in the human, We have this really, 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 really long chromosome called chromosome 2, where 2A and 2B basically merged and became one long chromosome. My friends, I believe that in that reconnection of 2A and 2B, we became human. Literally, that was the 200,000 years ago, the introduction of humanity was through chromosome 2. And chromosome 2 is a merging of these two chromosomes. And I like to play with the thought that that merging was all of a sudden the God force in us, the humanity in us, is our ability to connect left and right brains through the body and to connect and see energy and matter as this connection. It's our ability to go from, if I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm okay on the right brain, feeling emotion, which animals we see have emotions. They have body sensations. They have energy, and it moves through their body. We see that in animals. But we found a way to move that energy kind of to the left brain and organize it logically through sound, voice, and language. I'm getting back to the sound part. And so we have been able to make sounds and make those sounds have meaning via language. And all of a sudden, we then developed stories and communication through language, through the mind. And so we have this direct connection now, heart to mind. Heart to mind. And my friends, when we're in coherence in the heart, the uniqueness of the human is that we can call up through language, through song, through vibration, we can actually call up on demand a choice of how we want to feel. We can sit with our energy and go, oh, I'm feeling really sad now. And in that, I don't really want to feel sad. What can I do? How can I connect energetically back in my body to feel what I'm feeling and actively have agency to change it? And we do that, my friends, through sound, through language, through verbiage, through story. And we go back and forth. And so when we choose to live from our hearts, when we choose to not let the mind control us, but go deep in our hearts, deep in our body, we can get out of our inner childhood survival. I'm scared, I'm angry, I'm fearful, I'm fretting that I'm not enough and the world doesn't like me and the world doesn't love me and I'm alone and scared. And we go back in our body and go, oh my God, I'm an ecosystem. I'm as big as the earth. I am air, fire, water, and earth. I am the sky, air, fire, water, and earth. I am you. You are me. I am made of the same thing that the earth and the sky and all the animals are made of. I am made of something. I was made out of nothing. I am something, and I belong. And so when we realize that we are the universe in human form and we have this ability, this godlike ability, this divine universe ability to create the human we want to be, then we can create the ecosystem we want to be. And we can love our bacteria, feed our bacteria, feed our body cells with energy and water and fire and and goodness, and not goodness as it relates to badness, but light and dark in balance. And on that note, I'm going to briefly talk about balance, dark, light, good, bad, when we come back. Go grab your coffee, go grab your hot tea, go grab your snack, and come right back to your healing playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I am here to give you agency to heal mind, body, heart, and spirit, because you are your healer.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
We are back. Yay, we are back. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Again, please follow me at drtinaplays.com, because playing yourself back to wellness, my friends, being in pleasure, safety, and really playing with this life is the way to your best life. Having dreams and desires and destinations, but enjoying the journey and not just the destination. Knowing that the human experience is hills and valleys, and it's not a spiritual bypass to just get back to happy. It's feeling your feels, but asking your emotions and your body why it's feeling what it's feeling. What does it need in that moment? Why is your energy and your emotion working for you, gifting you this energy and this emotion that may be uncomfortable in your body? Because if you are the universe, why would you be hurting yourself? You are literally always trying to be the best version of you, and best not comparing to someone else, but your best version. And so when you're down in the dumps, or you're triggered, your little survival human that is with you forever is trying to get your attention to make sure you're safe. And it's up to you as an adult to remind this little human, if you're alive, you're safe. Now, sometimes you need to stay in survival mode because you gotta make sure the tiger doesn't eat you, or if you're in, you know, even if you're in prison, or you're kidnapped, or you're in a dangerous situation, or you're fighting a life-threatening illness, then yes, you are in survival mode. And the way back to the health and wellness of your body is through connection of your body. And it actually is through love too. Loving yourself enough to, oh, I need to be in survival mode right now because I'm about to crash that car. Yeah, that survival mode is important. So it's, but always noticing, am I truly needing to be in survival mode? Or does my little child getting triggered from the verbiage I'm hearing, the sounds I'm hearing, the sensations I'm feeling remind me of my past self, my past little girl, or my past little boy that didn't feel they had agency to be their full self. And so I invite you, instead of looking at emotions as good or bad, or people as good or bad, look at it as darkness and light. Look at energy and matter as darkness and light. Energy is the feminine in all of us. We start creating from the darkness. The feminine is the darkness. It's the feelings. We germinate. Seeds germinate in the dark. The bittersweet melodies connect us. Sadness and vulnerability connect us human to human. When we're in matter, we're already organized. We've been created. And when we're created, somehow we're separate. We're logic. We're science. We're order. We're the sun that is growing us. We're happy. We're on the mountain. We're big. We're expansive. And sometimes that energetic of expansive and bigness and boastfulness can push people away, right? But sun is also the healing energy, and the light feels so good, and the happiness feels so good. And so again, there's happiness in the sun, and there's repelling energy in the sun. It can burn others. And so can we hold the darkness and light, instead of polarizing good and bad, energy and matter, feminine, masculine, going inward and being sad, or boastful and being happy, or just radiating positive energy? Can we just play with the balancing of all our emotions, accepting them all, and moving energy through us from sadness to anger to rage to acceptance? Oh, I can accept that this is part of my human experience. And so then I'm going to purpose my rage into motivation to do better, to share, to bring light to other people so that they're not down in the dumps, miserable and depressed. And I'm going to bring their energy up. So I'm going to take my negative energy, repurpose it into motivational acceptance and love energy. And I'm going to transform my heartbreak from last night into love to you. My anger when my cats peed on my sweatshirt this morning into loving energy. I moved through my anger, my rage, my motivation by bringing out me. Because I am love and light, and I want you to have agency to feel the hills and valleys, and when you're down in the dumps, can you celebrate that you're alive to feel down in the dumps? And you're alive to feel it all. And can pain lead to a body sensation that is actually pleasurable? And my friends, it can. Because sometimes we want to live in that pain to connect and feel the pain. Because we think that's how we connect human to human. But can we repurpose pain and prevent pain on this planet? Well, I don't think we can ever prevent pain completely. But the human experience is pain and pleasure. But you can repurpose pain into pleasure. And you can have pleasure in pain. And it's all not good or bad, just dark and light. So play with all your energy, because this matter, this body, is here to play. Play yourself back to wellness, my friends. Play yourself back to joy, and have joy even in sadness. Thank you for your time.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.